Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
In 1969, I wrote and produced the Simon and Garfunkel special for CBS. They were at the peak of their fame, and CBS wanted them to do a primetime special. I had an idea for the special to reflect how what was going on in America influenced Paul's writing. It was shortly after the assassination of Robert Kennedy. There was, of course, Vietnam, the battle for civil rights, and the March on Washington, among other epic events in America. I provided a full outline to the sponsor, AT&T, and with the help of a lot of gifted people, made the special and delivered it. Almost immediately, I was confronted by a representative from NW Air, the advertising agency representing AT&T. He was livid, and I had absolutely no idea why. I remember him snarling at me, "You're using our money to sell your ideology." I asked, "What's my ideology?" He shouted, "The humanistic approach." I asked, "You mean there are people against the humanistic approach?" He snapped, "You're goddamn right there are. The southern affiliates of AT&T are not going to want to see little black children going to school with little white children." Amazingly, that had never occurred to me, nor to Paul and Art. He then wanted me to make some changes. He asked that I lower the sound on Coretta Scott King saying poverty is a child without an education. I asked, "Lower it to what level?" He said, "Inaudible." There was more, but I'd heard enough. I then met with William Tankersley, the head of program practices at CBS, known to most as the censor. Mr. Tankersley said he was going to let the special run just as I had delivered it. AT&T then removed their name, and Alberto Culver put their name on it for a nominal fee. The first commercial break came right after the footage of the Robert Kennedy funeral train, and 1 million people switched channels. Was badly beaten in the ratings by the Peggy Fleming ice skating special, but it was a CBS entry in the International Montreux Television Festival. Over 40 years later, it was re-released and regularly shown on PBS, and it received high praise. Thankfully, the telephone technicians from AT&T who service my phones don't seem to know or care about the whole thing. It was almost 30 years later when I again unknowingly offended another large American corporation, General Electric. I had a cable show on CNBC. After about 3 years, my guest was Robert Kennedy Jr. He heads up an organization called River Keepers, whose primary goal is to stop anyone who pollutes the Hudson River. He said the biggest polluter was General Electric. As he expounded on that, I observed what a tribute this discussion was to free speech, since General Electric owned CNBC. The next day, I was fired. Because of the number of phone calls and other forms of protests, I was brought back after a week, and over the next year and a half, I was eased out. First, they moved me from 10 o'clock to 11. Then they shifted me to once a week on Friday nights on its sister network, MSNBC. Then I was gone. Eventually, General Electric paid millions of dollars in fines for doing exactly what Robert Kennedy Jr. said they did.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.